Buenos dias. Welcome to the People Power Everything podcast. I am your host, John Dallas, and I believe that there is power in the masses. The goal of this podcast is to talk about that power, how we can help it manifest itself for all of us, and some lessons I've learned along the way. Hello all, and welcome to this week's podcast. I wrote a little article called Unlocking Employee Motivation, Navigating Pay Inequity with Purposeful Practices. Whew, that's a long one. Really, I read an article called CEO Pay, Employee Pay, and Pay Inequity in Organizations, Meritocracy or Monkey Business by Alan Colquitt, PhD. I found it really interesting and it spoke to me. And as you may know by now, if you listen to me or read me, I read a lot. I read a lot about many different subjects, but one that keeps coming back is motivation. And this one, while about pay equity, has massive amounts to do with motivation. And the article gave me a sense of, oh my God, this person has been reading my thoughts for the last few years. So you can understand why I'm talking about it. Not only does it talk about runaway executive pay that doesn't really line up with corporate results, but also motivating the workforce in those organizations and beyond. Now, before you groan and roll your eyes, hear me out. This isn't just another boring lecture. Well, I don't think it's boring anyways. I don't think it's a lecture. Maybe you do, but hopefully you enjoy this lecture. We're going to dive into some cool research and find ways to keep you motivated and happy on the job. But first off, let's address the elephant in the room. CEO pay disparity. Yep, it's a real thing, and it can be pretty unfair when you see the big bucks going to the top dogs while you're grinding away at your desk or in the field in front of a customer. The most important person in a company, I can tell you, from my perspective anyways, is absolutely not the CEO. The most important people are the ones bringing in the revenue and serving the customers. Without them, nothing happens. The CEO won't get their bonus, the shareholders won't get their dividends, and you know, people won't have jobs if the people doing the work don't do the work. So think about that. Anyways, that's another episode about followership. There are ways to tackle this issue without resorting to office mutiny or changing the laws to report on pay disparity. Oh, wait, those actually exist. U.S. law puts executive pay disparity up front and pretty much nothing has come of it. They say, here are the ratios, CEO versus the average worker, and it can be hundreds and sometimes thousands of times what an average worker makes. And is it correlated with performance of companies? Not really, no. Some cases it is, but a lot of cases it's not. It's more a function of boards of directors who get caught in a cycle of always wanting to pay more than the average. Well, if every company wants to pay more than the average in their executives, then it's just an unending cycle because nobody ever pays under average. That's what averages are. So it's something that, you know, it's gotten a bit runaway. Let's just say that. But there is a U.S. law that says it has to be reported. So, and it's done pretty much nothing. Those who can do something about it, the shareholders, they don't really care as long as they're getting results. And those who are most affected, employees, have little leverage. Kind of. I personally think that followers, the people in the organization, have massive leverage. But it can be scary to use it. So here are some alternatives. So I said we talk about some of the science. Here's some of the science. One theory that's worth considering is called equity theory. It's like the golden rule of the workplace. Treat others how you'd want to be treated. For those, as an aside, I learned about the platinum rule, which is not treat others as you'd be treated. Treat them how they want to be treated. So I prefer the platinum rule, but we can go with the golden rule on this one. So according to this theory, if you feel like you're getting the short end of the stick compared to your coworkers, your motivation will take a nosedive. So it's crucial for companies to ensure that everyone feels valued and fairly compensated for their hard work. This can be done through benchmarking exercises, sharing information, and proper communication with our people. Personally, I would love full transparency. Put it up on a board. You know, don't be embarrassed. If you're embarrassed by what you're paying your people, then maybe you aren't doing it right. So I know that's unlikely to happen in many workplaces. There's a lot of people that say, yeah, but if we put the salaries up, everybody's perception is that they should be making more. Yeah, you're right. But if you're not putting it out there, you're just, you know, I come back to nature abhors a vacuum. Without giving people the information they need, they're going to create stories, and the stories are not always going to be true. And sometimes the reality is not logical. Let's just put it that way. So if we can't have transparency, the best we can do is to make sure our people are compensated for their expertise and experience, basically putting enough money on the table to take money off the table. It's also about giving everyone equal opportunities to succeed and grow in their careers. So if you see a coworker who's struggling or feeling left out, lend them a hand. Help them reach their goals. Everybody will win. It's not about competition. It's all about being supportive and inclusive in the workplace where everybody can thrive. Second, let's talk about goals. Setting clear, achievable goals is like giving yourself a roadmap to success. There's research from Locke and Latham called goal setting theory, and that shows that if you have something to strive for, you're more likely to stay motivated and perform at your best. So if you're feeling a bit aimless at work, try sitting down with your boss, your colleagues, the team, and set some concrete goals together. This is the same at every level. Knowing our purpose is paramount. Some would call this knowing your why, and I'll tip my hat to people like Simon Sinek and Dan Pink and to Self-Determination Theory by DC and Ryan, who say with a clear purpose, we can see why we're doing things. But without it, we're just cogs in a machine, and that gets old really fast. And by the way, making the numbers is not a purpose. That's a result of the purpose being fulfilled. Define your purpose carefully and thoughtfully, not just, oh, we need to make X number of dollars so some shareholder can get their dividend. Sorry, I get that executives, you're in that situation, but it's not a purpose for your people. It's not motivating. It's actually demotivating. So it's not all about the numbers and targets, though. There's another theory called transformational leadership that tells us that great leaders inspire their teams to greatness. So think about it. When your boss takes the time to listen to your ideas, provides guidance when you need it, and rallies everyone around a shared vision, it's pretty motivating, right? The same goes for all the followers on the team as well. People help the team, no matter the rank. They're amazing colleagues to have. And we operate as teams of humans, and we all need support. So don't feel like you need a title to help out. Quite the contrary. If our teams are well-built and cohesive, the boss won't be needed and can focus on other things. Personally, as a people leader for a long time now and a follower at the same time, I love it when I don't have to micromanage. Gosh, I can't even see myself micromanaging. I hate being micromanaged, and I don't like doing it either. So I'd rather just have good teams who can, do stuff on their own. I'll help develop them, but I'm not going to tell them exactly what to do. I hire smart people so they can tell me what to do. Little tip of the hat to Steve Jobs on that one. So getting back to money a little, let's tackle the topic of variable pay programs. You know, bonuses, incentives that can make your paycheck feel like a game of roulette. While some folks might see them as a necessary evil, research suggests that they're not always the best way to motivate employees. Personally speaking, they're not a very good way at all. And in fact, poorly designed variable pay programs can actually do more harm than good. People have financial incentives, and if you pit them against each other with limited resources to pay out, then you're going to have competition and people are going to start hiding things. They're going to not share information. They're going to want their big piece of the pie, and it's actually going to produce organizations where there's competition instead of cooperation, and the result is just the reverse of what we want. So there's another approach is to focus on intrinsic motivation. So fancy way of saying finding joy and satisfaction in the work itself. You're motivated from the inside of you rather than external rewards. And studies have shown that when employees feel a sense of purpose and fulfillment in their jobs, they're more likely to stick around for the long haul. So we talked one of the previous podcasts about losing people and turnover costs. this is one where if you can make things, you know, fun to be at work, it'll just be good for keeping people around. And if you're feeling a bit burnt out, try to find meaning in your work and focus on the positive impact you're making. Weirdly, people who feel burnt out often get relief by doing more, which sounds counterintuitive, but it has to be more of what we love, not just anything. They focus where they find joy and get energy from that. For me, that's researching and writing these little articles. I like doing it. I always feel energized when I'm done writing and recording the audio version. One last strategy is to foster a culture of appreciation and recognition. So it might sound cheesy, but a simple thank you, you know, a pat on the back, can go a long way to boosting morale and motivation. Whether it's a shout out to the team at a team meeting or a handwritten note, gosh, people don't do those anymore. So when you do it, it's really special. Don't underestimate the power of a little appreciation. But fair warning, it has to be genuine. People know when you're filling some sort of quota or saying it for real. They can figure it out. They're pretty smart. Overall, pay inequality is a real issue, but it doesn't have to be the end of the world. By embracing theories like equity theory and goal setting theory and adopting practices that focus on intrinsic motivation and appreciation, we can create workplaces where everyone feels valued and motivated to do their best as people. And if there's senior leaders and C-suite executives listening to this, hey, how you doing? I hope you're getting something out of this. Vote for pay change, though. I mean, it's hard if you're in those positions and you're making hundreds and thousands times multiples of what the people that work for you are making. It's going to take a really, really humble CEO to break that. So I don't see it happening anytime soon. And I understand why you wouldn't. There's millions of dollars on the table. And obviously you feel like you deserve that because other people in the same positions are getting it. So again, same thing as somebody on the front line making a much lower salary, but it does have an impact on the performance of your company and overall the performance of your people. And honestly, go back to another article I wrote called I Am Enough. There's a certain thing of having enough. Figure out if you have enough and maybe you can make more people happy and engaged and have a company that's going somewhere for the long term. Anyways, I hope that gets to somebody's ears who can use it. Otherwise, adopting these practices can help create great workplaces and great home places. Because we like to do our best as people, and we know that people power everything. Hope you enjoyed that and take away some little tips and tricks about motivating and directing energies towards the right place. If you want to talk about it more, flip me an email, john@peoplepowereverything.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you would like me to come and talk and teach about some of the theories and strategies of motivation, I would be more than happy to do so. I've been studying it for quite a while now and have a little bit of experience with it. So if you'd like that, send me a note. I will talk to you soon. Have a great day and week ahead. Love y'all.